In June, I went into the hospital to have a baby 2 weeks early because my liver was failing. And the doctor said I was pushing my luck to go to term. And if you want to scare the pants off a pregnant woman, you can tell her she's pushing her luck to go to term. And so I went in and I had to have a cesarean. And the anesthesiologist came in, thank you, and explained that they may not get it in on the first try, the needle, so Allison, close your ears. And I could experience some discomfort. I said, okay. I'm already terrified, and I'm ready for discomfort. And unfortunately, it took 3 tries, by which time I was hysterical. And I could not pull myself together. I could not pull myself together, and I was crying and crying and crying. And I had the very, very self-pitying thought that it seemed that the purpose of all the suffering I had endured in my life was simply to prepare for me to suffer more, you know? And then I heard you singing. And as I've heard you so often, because I'm always late, as I heard you coming up the stairs today, you know, like you're just in the next room. And if I could just get myself together and get here on time, you know? And so I started to sing into my oxygen mask. And I know it sounded like unintelligible muttering to the doctors and the very nice nurses and the anesthesiologist, but I was singing with you guys, and I was singing when they let my husband in the operating room, and I was singing when my daughter was born, and I was singing when they put her in my husband's arms, and there was nothing wrong with it but a little jaundice. And she was great. And so, and the sick and the pregnant, there is a grace that can be found in this music. A grace that you can reach for, maybe the words, as you repeat them to yourself in a moment, when one of your greatest problems is fear, as it was on that day for me. And the music was a golden rope that I grabbed onto. So my daughter was not born when I was afraid. She was born when I was singing, and I was singing with you. We share our voices, we share our breath and songs, we share the emotion that pours out of this music, which comes to us over many ages. And it is my hope that those we are singing today, that they will feel that that rope is there for them, that the community that loves them is thinking of them, is sending their love to them through this music. Nancy Davis, South Carolina. Pearl Clappert, New York. Terry Morris of Massachusetts. Shirley Bosk of New York. Jesse and Corbin of North Carolina. Cecile Sear of Quebec. Bernie LaForest of Pittsfield. Tom Babin, Massachusetts. Joanne DeVoe, Rhode Island. Dan Hertzler of Vermont. Gina Balastracci of New Jersey. Wallen Bean, Massachusetts. Julie Goldbrook, Massachusetts. Sheila Fostick, Florida. Greg Twain, Oregon. Bud Oliver, Alabama. Lonnie Rogers, Georgia. Marina Winquist, Nevada, and John Grant of Arkansas.